Good morning. My name is Erica. I am returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I am returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person that requested this call?
Hey, how you doing? It's Nevels.
I'm fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I was calling. I had got a form in the mail on my unemployment for send my documents in. I had sent them in. And it said I need to call this number, I think. I don't know.
You trying to file your weekly certification?
Yeah, ma'am.
Okay, let me give you that number.
Oh, no. I need not the weekly. It won't let me do that. I had to send the forms in first. They sent me a notice to request the information. I had sent it in online.
So you're trying to reopen your claim?
Mm-hmm.
Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What's your social?
416-317-4454.
That's 416-317-4454.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I get you to verify your name and date of birth?
Jonathan Nevels, 0805-1988.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is your highest grade you completed?
12.
Your mother's maiden name?
Hicks.
You have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am. I have my ID.
Okay. And can I have that ID number?
I-777-965.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
That'd be checking or savings?
Checking.
And do you have your routing and account number?
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, this the route number, 314-972853.
I have 314-972-853.
Yes, ma'am.
And your account number?
825-908-2710.
I have 825-908-2710.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can I get you to verify your mailing address?
190 Desert Street, Bessemer, Alabama. Then I have another one on there too. It's 418 11th Street South, Bessemer, Alabama.
What's the zip code?
35020.
We have 190 Dedrick Street, Bessemer,
uh-huh.
Alabama.
Uh huh.
Is that the one you want to use?
Yes, ma'am.
Is your home address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Can I get you to verify your phone number?
251-513-5589.
Okay. I have your mailing address. It's 190 Dedrick Street, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It is necessary. Good morning. Thank you. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question 1. Which of the following street addresses in Stone Mountain have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1082 Cherokee Heights.
Yeah, 1082.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Jasper, Enterprise, Montgomery, Birmingham, or none of the above?
Birmingham.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1320 Jackson Avenue North, 15100 Highway 61, 1512 Short Street, or 40. Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
Uh-huh.
You say you are?
You said for the disaster?
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am.
Okay. And last day worked?
Last Friday, I worked at Walmart part-time.
You said last Friday?
Yeah, what
Which was the 11th?
Uh-huh. Yeah, there was a part-time job they had for us.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked with in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Yeah, I said again.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
And what was your last job title?
Stocking.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your last employer?
It was Grupo, Anthony, Alabama. Somewhere I worked there before, like some of the since Walmart.
Which one are you applying for?
Oh, Grupo.
Is there on? Are they under another name?
The group of Antlin, Alabama. That's how they said it.
Antlin, Alabama, Inc.
Uh-huh.
You say yes?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you have their phone number?
You say who I work for, right? I don't work for them now, no.
All right, who are you filing for?
Oh, no, I'm filing for me. Oh, no.
No, what company?
Oh, Grupo.
Okay.
Yes, yes, ma'am. Grupo and Alabama. Hold on, let me. I have the supervisor number, Eugene Green. 205-535-6478.
That's 205-535-6478.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, do you remember your start date?
It was 2018. It was, I think, like November 2018 to like June 2021, something like that.
You said you started in 2018.
Yeah, and Thoroughway too. I got Thoroughway too. I went on that too.
Okay, this job you say you started in November of 2018.
Uh huh.
And your last day worked here.
2021 on June to July 2021.
Was it the beginning, the middle, or the end of July?
Like at the end of July.
City and state work was performed in?
McCall, Alabama. Zip code 35111.
You said McCall?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation, sick, or holiday?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Yeah, reason you're no longer working here?
No, ma'am.
The reason you're no longer working here?
Due to COVID.
You took a leave of absence?
Oh, no, man. They had stepped down like when COVID came.
Okay.
Yeah, they shut down.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Do you remember your PIN?
Yeah, I think. Some of the pen I made for the card.
No, for the online.
Yeah, I think so. It's a 4-digit pen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember it.
Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at, you have pen and paper. Log in at Alabama Work, Alabama spelled all the way out. Dot Alabama spelled all the way out. .gov.
He said, go on now. Do what now?
You go on there and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by phone or internet in order to claim benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file by internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. and Alabama is filled all the way out. If you file by telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. Okay, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a blessed day.
Oh, you too.